BBC News. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has told Parliament he will withdraw his Brexit legislation and push for an election if MPs reject his timetable, which envisages leaving the European Union at the end of the month. MPs have meanwhile begun to debate the complex legislation, for which they've been given just 3 days. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has held several hours of talks with the Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Ahead of the meeting, he warned that Turkish troops will resume the military offensive against the Kurds in northeastern Syria when a ceasefire ends later today, unless the withdrawal of Kurdish fighters is completed. An investigation into violent protests in Iraq earlier this month says 149 civilians were killed as a result of the security forces using excessive force and live gunfire. The government report said officers and commanders lost control of their forces. Officials in Afghanistan say at least 16 policemen have been killed in clashes with Taliban militants in the northern province of Kunduz. Aid organisations have warned about conditions in a migrant camp in northwest Bosnia after the local authorities cut off water supplies. The mayor of the nearby city of Bihać said it could no longer pay for services to the Vučjak camp. Police in the Norwegian capital Oslo say they've fired shots to stop an armed man who commandeered an ambulance. Some reports say the ambulance struck and injured several people. A police department tweet said the offender was not seriously hurt. The final of this year's Asian Football Cup has been moved from North Korea to China. The AFC said the match between North Korea and Lebanon early next month would now be played in Shanghai. It said it had decided to move the game after considering logistical hurdles, including broadcasting the event. BBC News.